Hello, everybody. It's Dave.
And Jay.
With Insider Networking. And today we are on Pine Island, Florida. That's not too far from Cape Coral, Florida. Sorry, I got a little food in my mouth. Because we couldn't resist sampling the fries at this amazing place that we're at
fresh
today.
Fresh cut. Tastes really good.
Fresh cut French fries. So we were going to save the food to show you guys, but it looked so good we had to get started. But today we are at Kickstands Pub and Grill in St. James City on Pine Island, Florida. And they are a veteran-owned, veteran-operated company. So please make sure you give them a little extra support for serving our country. But this is just the coolest little place because they've got like a tiki hut bar that you'll see in a minute. And on Sunday nights and soon Saturday nights, they have a band out here. And we understand last night on Sunday, it was just incredibly busy. It's just a really lovely, welcoming little American comfort food kind of place. So let's go show them around.
Yes, and I want to show you very quickly first also where they're located because it's really cute to me.
Yeah.
Coming from a bigger city area.
Yeah.
So here.
All right, yeah, show them around.
It's like a little bit of an island feel, and there's a tiki. Always love seeing the tiki roosts. All right, let's go ahead and have Dave.
All right, let's have Jay show us around. Go ahead, Jay.
All right, guys, let's come. So, nice and bright. And this is St. James City, says. So,
tell them a little bit about what you know about St. James City, Jay.
Well, it's a cute place, like border from Pine Island and Mount Lachey, some of our restaurants.
And it got hit really hard by the last few hurricanes, so people really have to be flexible here and work really hard to rebuild after the hurricanes. But it's just well worth it. It's such a beautiful island with beautiful people. And the spirit here is unlike you'll find anywhere in the United States.
And some of my favorite fruit farms are in the area also.
Yeah, there's a lot of fruit farms, including Vietnamese fruit farms.
Yeah, and some unique fruits. This is kind of like a sample. It's a Nashville hot. It's a sandwich, and they're fresh-cut fries. It's harder to get fresh-cut fries around nowadays, so when I tasted that, I just thought, yum, that was
yeah,
really
I can't
good.
Wait to sink my teeth into that sandwich.
And
I'm excited about it.
Even their chips tasted different, because it tastes, the very first bite, when I took a bite of this chip, it's like, wow, I think this was freshly made.
Yeah, I think they freshly make them in-house. Yeah, they got a really nice spicy taste to them.
Yes. And
what did you get over here, Jay?
Mushroom burger.
Mushroom burger. That looks delicious. I can't wait to try your burger.
Yep. And their salsa was great, too. And this nice feel around here. They have a bar outdoors. So entertainment, they said, maybe on Sundays.
They got a stage right now. They're doing live bands on Sunday nights, and they said soon it'll be starting on Saturday nights.
Doesn't it feel really cute and cool just being outside and enjoying the outdoors while you can feel the breeze? And
the temperature's perfect.
Yeah. It is very nice temperature weather around right now.
Well, let's go inside and show them around. How is it, gentlemen?
Really good? Really good.
Fantastic. What do you guys think?
It's always good.
Outstanding. Thank you.
And I think we're not too far from my other favorite place, which is Jug Creek.
Oh, yeah. He's got the Jug Creek Marina hat on. We almost went there today.
I really love that place.
Yeah, it's a great place. What's that?
Tomorrow evening we should go. They have live music tomorrow with a really good musician.
Outstanding. Right. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really cute.
I've got a song to enter in their contest, but I may have missed the boat. I don't know if they already had it or not.
I bet you can still do it.
Yeah?
Hi. Great. And you?
Good.
The food has been really amazing. Really fresh tasting and tastes very homemade, which is hard.
Our stuff is homemade.
Wow.
It's made to order.
Wow.
We have real good pizzas too. You may have to try a pizza sometime.
Oh, nice. Can you tell us a little bit about this location and the restaurant and how it came about or anything that you'd like to share?
The owners came in from Ohio. They purchased the place. It opened at the end of August. I forgot the exact date. We have live music on Sundays.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The food's good. You know, everybody here works great together.
Nice.
Come here, Angie.
Everybody's super friendly. We love the experience we've had here today.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
So what are some of your favorites here?
The loaded nachos, which that gentleman right there was eating. We have very, very good pizzas. They're homemade. Even our dough is made here.
Wow.
We have an excellent filet. I don't know. Did we have a chance to go over the whole menu?
I had had a glance of it, and then we both of the items that we chose were really good.
What we also offer, which a lot of places don't have down here, is walleye.
Walleye?
Yes, we have a walleye sandwich.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's very, very good.
Yeah, one of the things that drew me in here today, I love spicy foods. And when I was looking at your reviews on the way down here, I saw the honey hot chicken.
Yes.
And the raving.
Nashville.
Yeah,
Nashville.
Nashville hot chicken. And the reviews on that were just incredible. So I was like, okay, I got to sink my teeth into some of that.
Yeah,
so.
I really like Nashville hot, but I really like our hot. It's really good.
It looks good. I can't wait to eat it. It's out there waiting on me.
I hate that you're eating it cold.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. We sacrifice so that more people can learn about your business and help to promote you guys so you
Thank
can be
you
successful.
So, much.
So that's what's important.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what are the hours here?
11 to 8:30.
11 to 8:30.
The bar stays open till 9, but the hours will be extended as soon as we roll more into season.
And what about during your concert nights? Are they also only till 8:30?
Actually, we close down after the music stops because it's like everybody just instant leaves. It's like
okay.
A ghost town. Pretty much after the music, we shut
So
it.
Whenever the music stops, that's when you guys
Or depending
start.
On the crowd.
Yeah. Nice. Got it. Very nice.
Well, thank you. I love that flag and
well,
the
for,
tree.
For those of you that are familiar with the St. James City and the Pine Island area, you might recognize this as the old Fine Schwein restaurant, right?
And
Fine
here
Schwein?
Comes the owner.
The Fine Schwein restaurant. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Well, let us know if she wants to interview at all. Yeah. So we'll just go ahead and. Yeah. What's her name? And your name is Marianne, right? Marianne, Angela, and Sheila. Okay. Fantastic.
I wanted to share them with them.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, the bottle cap art. We love that.
Yeah, there's a little aisle staying one behind the Christmas tree there.
Yeah, we saw that.
I love bottle caps and art that's created from
I love patriotic art, and what's historical is going back to the old days of bottle cap art, and I just love that.
I like
beautiful.
It. And there's one here, too. Cute.
Very cute tree. I don't know if we can get in there to see that or not.
Very cool.
Maybe they can peek at that. Ohio State bottle cap art.
Nice, unique tree here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Should we share with them the menu while we wait for
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Thank you.
We're
good. Here. So here are some samples of their menu items.
Hold a little closer, huh?
Closer.
Brisket, mac and cheese.
So fried chicken, filet, catfish dinner.
The brisket mac sounds
brown
good.
Brown sugar, salmon, spaghetti, brisket mac and cheese. I heard that a few times today. Meatloaf, and then they have some lunch specials right here too. Pizza and salad, sandwiches, classic burger, grilled chicken, and catfish sandwich. So
Yum.
They have a kids menu too. Which we don't.
Oh, tell them about the lunch specials. They're a bargain.
Yeah, I just mentioned.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I was watching for the other
one.
Hello, Sheila.
It's really good. Yes, they're chips and salsa.
Hi, Sheila. My name is
really
Dave, and this is Jayler with Insider Networking. We do a lot of broadcasting with different businesses in the area to help promote you guys.
Awesome.
So we saw the raving reviews you guys have on your Google page. Mm-hmm. Saw that Nashville hot chicken sandwich, and we decided
good.
We needed to come in and give it a try and show you guys to all of our followers. So
that would be amazing.
Yeah, so if you want to step over here, do you want to talk about your business?
Oh, boy.
And your history here.
What made you decide to start this restaurant?
We started this restaurant because Ragged Ass closed, and we ride, and we just thought there was a need for people to come out to the island and sit under the teepee and enjoy music and good food. That's important to us, is good food and fun.
Yeah, very nice place to stop to. You know, I see traffic here, and the reviews, and also when I got here, it's like, I want to sit outside and enjoy the tea.
Yes, it's beautiful out there. Mm-hmm. It's relaxing, and we have good people working for us.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
The food tastes delicious, very fresh,
Thank you.
We don't get that everywhere.
that's our main purpose, is to make sure that our food is good and customers are happy.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, I love what I've had so far. I'm looking forward to sinking my teeth into that Nashville hot.
Yeah.
So there's entertainment on Sundays.
Yes, we have DJ Kitty on Saturday from 12 to 3, and then on Sundays we have a band generally from 1 to 4.
Nice.
Sometimes it's 2 to 5, but we've worked really hard to build the tiki and the stage. And
it's beautiful. Yeah. Nicely done.
Together and make people feel welcome.
Yeah, it does make you feel welcome.
All right, well, thank you for letting us surprise you with a little broadcast. I hope it helps.
And, thank you.
And thank you.
We have a lot of experience in food, so we're from Ohio, and we used to cook 300 meals for the elderly every day.
Wow. And you're veteran-owned and operated, right?
Exactly. We are.
I'm a veteran myself. What branch was he in?
Navy.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you very much for your husband's service. I know it's a sacrifice for the family, so thank you, too.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. And what is your favorite?
My favorite thing here, the fried green tomatoes.
I told you about
those. The BLT, the bologna is very good. Our soups are all homemade. Our fries are cut fresh.
Yes, loved them.
We make our own dressings for salads and stuff. So
that's why it does taste really fresh. So I'm going to be craving this.
Yes, you will. Once you leave, we have a guy that comes every single day.
Wow.
So.
That was one of the reviews that I saw about your hot chicken. This lady said, I fell in love with their fresh cut fries and their Nashville hot chicken. And she says, I'm addicted now. I'm going to come back as often as my husband will let me come back.
Yeah, there you go.
So, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day. Appreciate you.
There's a wrap, and we're going to continue to enjoy our food here today. And so thank you so much for tuning in here. If you're watching live, hashtag live. If you're watching replay, hashtag replay. And also let us know where you're watching from.
And please consider sharing us. We'd love to reach more people and help these businesses get out there and let you guys enjoy what we're seeing as we travel.
Yeah. And follow and like for more.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.